Thank you for calling 3 Day Blinds Answering Service. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
I have some changes on our order with Holly Hansen that we had an appointment and paid on Saturday the 5th.
Okay, can you provide the account holder's name?
Linda or Scott Boxley. I see
Scott.
Scott and Linda Boxley on the order.
Okay, and how do you spell the last name?
Bravo, Oscar, X-ray, Lima, Echo, Yankee, Boxley.
Thank you.
Boxley.
So the first name is Scott, Scott. Last name Boxley. And the account holder's phone number?
It's got my wife's cell phone number. I'm calling on mine. 714-421-0744.
714-421-0744.
Yes.
And the account holder's email address?
Last name Boxley, letter S, number 4 at yahoo.com.
Have Boxleys, the number 4, at yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay.
There are no numbers on it, just the number 4.
And how may we assist you here at the answering service for 3 Day Blinds?
Well, I'm supposed to get a hold of him in 3 days, but she said because we're over 65, 5 days, but I don't want to take a chance on anything there, so I'm calling in a 3-day period since we placed the order in the afternoon of Saturday. So that's Sunday, Monday, today's Tuesday. I'm calling you in the a.m., so it's less than 72 hours. I have some changes to the order. We've decided not to have one of the sliding doors done and a couple of the windows done. Linda, can we go through her, or do we have to wait for a callback? Because I've had 3 callbacks from your company, and each one of them goes into spam or junk calls, and it doesn't ring the phone. So because your phone doesn't get recognized by my phone as being a phone number on my screen, it doesn't do anything. So I held out until talking to you instead of having to call back for the 3rd time.
So you're no longer interested in having blinds installed, you said, for the sliding glass doors?
No. No, that's not what I said. That's why we need to go through
first. Okay, what changes would you like to make?
I want to make changes with someone who knows the company, not just an answering service.
Well, I'm just sending a message over to the actual company to let them know what you're calling about and what you would like done. And then, of course, someone would still follow up with you to speak with you.
Okay. The bedroom sliding door would not be done. Only the kitchen. That's on one order. There's 2 sliding doors.
So you're no longer interested in having blinds installed for the bedroom sliding door. Mr. Boxley would only like blinds installed in the kitchen. And was there anywhere else you wanted blinds installed?
Yes. The small window next to the sliding door in the master bedroom is also going to be canceled.
Okay.
The horizontal blinds in that same room. It's on a different order. I've got to get back into the system. My system kicked me out while I was... We'd like to hear from Holly if possible. I have sent her a message, but I have not received communication back. Linda, stop. I understand what you want. Stop talking in my ear while I'm trying to communicate with the gentleman. Gotta bring this other order up. I gotta get to Ed. Where is it?
And I thank you for your patience.
Yes, no problem. Do something with that alarm. What's going on, please, Linda? Yes, Linda. Yes, Linda.
Okay, let's see here. And when were you expecting your order?
I believe it was middle of March for the sliding doors. And the installation was scheduled between the 14th and the 28th of February for the horizontal blinds.
Okay, so I have that the middle of March for the sliding doors, and the installation was scheduled for some time between the 14th and the 28th for the horizontal blinds of February.
Correct.
14th and the 28th.
Correct.
Of February. Okay. And the next question says, who set these expectations with you? Would that be Holly?
Yes.
From what you
derived from the order.
Do you know her last name, or do you just know her by Holly?
Hansen.
Hansen.
H-A-N-S-O-N.
H-A-N-S-O-N.
California.
That's okay. Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, H-A-N-S-O-N, Holly Hansen. And is there anything else that we should be aware about?
Yes, there are some items that will be canceled on the horizontal blinds as well. Yes, I can see it, Linda. Yes, Linda.
Okay.
He's sending a message to them.
All right, and
okay.
A customer care resolution specialist will call you back in 72 hours or less. I specifically requested that you please be contacted by Holly. I can't guarantee that it will be Holly that follows up with you, but I did, you know, mention multiple times in the note that I'll be sending over that you have requested to please be contacted by Holly. And I would like to thank you very much for calling 3-Day Blinds Answering Service, and I do hope that you enjoy your day.
I will, because you told me to. You do the same.
Oh, thank you so much.
Stay away from silly seniors like Scott, because they have two T's in their name for double trouble.
I think
the courtesy chuckle is all I was looking for. My wife doesn't laugh at my jokes as much after 39 years.
Well, I hate to hear about that, but I think I'd prefer not to stay away from Scott with two T's. That's double trouble, because you sound like a lot of fun, and I appreciate the laugh that you gave me there. So thank you so much.
Okay, well, I tried to go with Twice Terrific at church. They're the ones that gave me the double trouble.
Oh, I hear you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, all righty. Well, again,
you
I would like to
take care.
All right, you too. And thank you for calling 3 Day Blinds Answering Service. You have a wonderful day.
Okay. And in case this is being recorded for training purpose, quality assurance, the CYA covered my assets, keep him employed. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just trying to have fun here. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.